This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? The temperature is getting hotter and hotter. The weather is improving. And today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Welcome back to a brand new week of episodes. I'm very happy to be with you guys again. And you know how it works. Let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. And today's sentence is, by the way, it's kind of a creepy sentence, but today's sentence is, alcuni cadaveri sono stati trovati sulla spiaggia il giorno dopo. Let me say that one more time. Alcuni cadaveri sono stati trovati sulla spiaggia il giorno dopo. So think about that sentence, and at the end of today's episode, I will explain how I would say that in English, and it'll make more sense why that is today's translation challenge. So now it is time to begin with today's one big thing. And to start, we are going to go all the way to southeastern Africa. Are you guys familiar with the country Mozambique? Well, today's one big thing takes place in Mozambique, but unfortunately, it is a tragic story. Let me start with a little bit of background. So recently in Mozambique, there has been a cholera outbreak. And cholera is an infection of the small intestine. It's pretty serious, it's a big deal, and it can cause death. So in these regions, people have been afraid that they will be infected by cholera. So as a result of this fear, people want to escape. They want to go to a safer area. They want to leave this dangerous region where cholera is currently infecting many people. So what does that mean? Many people wanted to go to Mozambique Island. It's a very small island near the coast of Mozambique. But of course, you have to take a boat to get there. The problem is, recently there has been a lot of pressure on the owners of boats to improve the safety. In other words, the safety of these boats is not guaranteed. It's a little bit sketchy. If you get on a boat, there's no guarantee that you're going to be safe. And people have been pressuring the government to improve these boats. Despite that, if you're in a dangerous situation, you're gonna say, well, I can either stay here and get infected by cholera, or I can get on the boat and risk my life and go to the island of Mozambique. So that brings us to April 7th, 2024, roughly 2 weeks ago. Ladies and gentlemen, about 150 people got on a boat and they wanted to go to the island of Mozambique. The problem is that 150 passengers is probably too many for this boat. And in fact, the boat was overcrowded and it started going pretty low in the water. Some water came into the boat. Passengers started panicking and some of them literally jumped off because they were panicking. And ultimately, the boat sank. It went underwater. And guys, at least 100 people lost their lives. Some of them were children. There were only 12 survivors. So most people, unfortunately, passed away. And since the distance from Mozambique to the island of Mozambique is not that far, some bodies even washed up onto the beach. Some corpses were found on the beach. So it was a very tragic, scary situation. And it makes you wonder how rough the quality of life must be in Mozambique. It makes you feel grateful for the quality of life that we have in our countries, specifically for two reasons. The first is that from a medical point of view, I would rather be in the United States or in Italy in order to avoid cholera. Yes, we suffered COVID just like the rest of the world, but other sicknesses and infections like cholera, luckily, we don't have to worry too much about those. In less developed countries, those are still very serious issues. The other reason I feel grateful is sometimes safety and things we take for granted, such as getting on a boat and going from A to B, we might not even think twice. We probably don't even consider a risk. But in less developed countries, this can be risky. And in fact, they didn't have a strong enough boat to carry 150 people, and ultimately the boat sank. So this isn't necessarily something I would be concerned about in one of our countries. So it makes you wonder how places like that can improve. Do they need help from other countries, more developed countries? Is there an internal problem with their government? Because at the end of the day, lives were lost unnecessarily. This problem could have been avoided, but it wasn't. And I'm going to close this story with two pieces of very interesting news. The first one is that a politician of Mozambique said that people were concerned about cholera due to misinformation. People started panicking about cholera, even though, according to this politician, it wasn't necessarily a big problem. Misinformation, spreading things that aren't true, is a problem in our society as well. I don't know what is true and what's not, but people were scared, and it wasn't necessarily for a good reason. And finally, an official maritime transport institute claimed that the boat was not licensed. It was not an official boat that was approved. And of course, problems happened. Had it been a proper boat that was licensed and approved, I'm sure it would have been a lot safer. So there will be an investigation, but in any case, it's a little bit too late now. Rest in peace to those who lost their lives. Guys, let's take this opportunity to transition over to today's question of the day. I was mentioning it a little bit, but today's question of the day is, should developed countries be responsible for helping undeveloped countries? So should countries that are more advanced truly have the responsibility, the duty, to help less developed countries? And honestly, I've been thinking about this question. I'm really not even sure. I don't know. I can't come to a conclusion, and I don't want to come to a conclusion without knowing more. But I am curious if you guys have any points of view on this question. Of course, the United States is infamous for intervening in other countries' problems. Some people see it as a good thing. Some people see it as a bad thing. I'm sure it's not that simple. I'm sure from case to case, it depends. In some cases, it's good that the United States imposes itself and wants to help less developed countries. In other cases, specifically for war reasons, I assume it's not the United States' business. Maybe the United States should stay out of the problem. So many people have many strong beliefs on this topic. And again, I'm curious to know what you guys think about this. In general, my answer to this question is yes. I don't necessarily think countries should be responsible for less developed countries, but I think they should be available to help, especially for natural disasters or pandemics, you know, some virus, bacteria problems. If a more developed country can help, then they should, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily their responsibility. But I don't know. It's a sensitive topic, and feel free to leave a comment. Guys, let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. By the way, if you're enjoying listening to my podcast, I want to say thank you so much for improving with me. And I'd like to remind you that I have an entire online English academy made for Italians. So here we practice listening. But in the academy, we also practice grammar, vocabulary, and even speaking. We have speaking classes where you join a couple other students and you have English conversations using your voice, talking and listening. It is seriously the best way to get better at English. You can check it out at bringlese.com. And now it's time to continue. So how would you say, alcuni cadaveri sono stati trovati sulla spiaggia il giorno dopo? And by the way, now you know why that's our sentence. So I would say, some corpses were found on the beach the next day. First of all, alcuni cadaveri, I would say some corpses. Corpse is a dead body. We have the passive voice, sono stati trovati. Some corpses were found. Sulla spiaggia, on the beach. The last part, il giorno dopo, in English we say the next day, il prossimo giorno. We don't say the day after, we say the next day. So our sentence is, some corpses were found on the beach the next day. Of course, that's a sad sentence, but it's true. And guys, that is the end of today's episode. So that's the end today. But the good news is that tomorrow, in about 24 hours, I will be back for Tuesday's episode. As always, thank you so much for listening. And guys, I'll talk to you very, very soon. Peace.